Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just you and me. I've got my predictions that I want to talk about. You know, for the last 13 years prior, now for 14th consecutive year, I've looked into my crystal ball and what's coming at us in the future, mostly from things that affect us in our small businesses, but also as Americans, people operating businesses out here on Main Street. And so this is my 14th consecutive crystal ball predictions, set of predictions that I want to make right now, that I want to announce to you. And the first one is that 5 years after the end of the Great Recession, the U.S. economic growth, GDP, will average no more than 3%. Now, it was less than 2.5 in 2013. I predicted that too. And by the way, as you listen to me with my predictions, I'll tell you that I'm betting 72%, 720 for my predictions over the last 14 years. So I got a pretty good track record. So, but I predict that the economy will not grow more than 3%. And I'll tell you, folks, with 5 years into any other recovery in the history since the Great Depression, and we've had about 11 or 12 recessions, I guess, since then, maybe more. 5 years later, we were blowing right by 3%. So this is a really, really pitiful recovery that we've had. So that's my first prediction. My next prediction: small businesses will benefit from the economic growth. I'm predicting that you will see improvement, but your optimism levels will still be below the gold standard for this kind of reporting, which is from the NFIB, Bill Dunkelberg's NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism. For 40 years, the average score was at what he called the 100-point. The way he calculates it. Is the average for 40 years of reporting on this is 100 points. And I'm predicting that once again, for what's, I guess, is the sixth year in a row, your small business optimism will be below that 100%, that 100 points, I should say, which is still not good. Even though your business may be, even though small businesses are seeing growth, they're still not as optimistic about the future as we should be. And that's really sad. Another next prediction: small businesses will continue to be reluctant to take growth risks, producing the sixth straight year of low levels of investment and requests for bank loans. This is another thing that's not good, folks. Everybody, you hear politicians talking about banks are not loaning money. Well, the biggest problem is not the banks. The biggest problem is small business owners are not borrowing money, which is the primary source of our investment capital. And it's the lion's share of our investment capital comes from bank loans. But when you got businesses that are just growing little by little, deleveraging while they're going, which is what we've been doing for the last several years, and you've got the kind of lack of optimism that we're seeing, then you're not seeing an investment, an inclination to take growth risks. And that's the way you grow an economy, folks, is when people are taking risks. Next prediction: with uncertainty about the impact of Obamacare lasting through Q4, small businesses will continue their reluctance to hire. Unemployment, I'll talk about that in a second. Unemployment is still going to be tough in 2014. Obamacare is, we want all the shoes, all the ugly shoes that are going to be dropping on the fulfillment of Obamacare are not going to happen until the fourth quarter of 2014. We've got a lot of ugliness still to roll out about Obamacare, and that's making small business owners reticent to hire. And that's going to impact the next prediction that I'm going to make, which is that more significant than the U3 household unemployment percentage, which is currently right about 7%, the employment participation rate, which is currently 63%, will remain at the lowest levels since the Carter administration. Think about that, folks. This participation rate, this is the number of people who are capable of working, or who are working. People who this includes the people who've dropped out, they've quit looking for a job, or they're underemployed. That whole rate is at 63%. That's horrible, folks. That needs to be north of 70%. And that's another reason why the economy is going to limp along again in 2014. I got some more predictions after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.